Right now, it is nice to see the sunshine from Kent, Connecticut, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth Epstein. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Joe.
Is there sun?
Well, it's barely.
Yeah, I just looked out here. Marsh.
Kate comes and goes, but we saw it brightly earlier this morning. So.
Oh. But it's 57, not 27.
That's true.
Exactly right.
We
Excellent.
Have to be thankful. Good to see you guys this weekend.
Yeah.
Sorry I took your parking space, Jill.
Yeah. But I recognized the car, so therefore I didn't hex it or anything.
An incredibly busy weekend. And,
my goodness.
And the pressure doesn't let up. But Mr. Housatonic, actually, quote, Friday night's Housatonic's next top mountaineer, still had a man win.
That's true. And one woman was brave enough to get up there and strut her stuff. But as always, a lot of fun and raised money for a good cause, their scholarship. It was a crazy, crazy weekend, and I don't even have time to sit and write what I've got because I'm out on the road again today. We have our trifecta with starting with the Salisbury Board of Selectmen, off to Canaan Board of Selectmen, and then Region 1 Board of Ed.
So. And Cornwall has their agricultural advisory meeting. Mm. Of course, the annual district meetings for Housatonic, because guess what happens this week?
That's right. Tomorrow we have the referendum, where it's how much per vote. What did we figure once? The dollar cost. So few come out to cast their ballot, and hopefully maybe it'll change this year, but the referendum is tomorrow from noon to 8 p.m. in all the town halls.
I'd be surprised if more than 250 people voted region-wide.
Yeah, it's just a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable when you think about it.
Yep.
What is a $14 million budget?
Yep.
And only a few people vote on it. It's just,
yeah.
just
really
it's,
sad.
Yeah, it's strikingly sad, yeah.
Tomorrow is also Cornwall Board of Selectmen and the Kellogg Board of Education. So, and we have the Sharon Town Meeting on Friday the 10th, and we have a cemetery tour in Sharon on Saturday, which should be kind of interesting.
And Falls Village Board of Education meets tomorrow as well, right?
Right, Kellogg Board, yeah.
Kellogg
yeah.
Board, mm-hmm. 6 o'clock.
So it was a very busy weekend, as you said. We had, it was sort of a bittersweet. We had Jack Murtaugh's final call, as they say. The firehouse was packed on Friday night for his calling hours, and then a very touching procession down Main Street on Saturday going to his funeral. A very nice tribute to him.
It was nice when they stopped at the firehouse and LCD called out the final call for Chief Jack Murtaugh.
Yeah, that was
which
very
we were lucky
touching.
Enough to broadcast live on
that
the air
was,
and
yeah.
also at the race. It was truly a moment where there wasn't a sound being made, I think, through that whole portion
yeah.
of Sharon.
It was such a juxtaposition. You have, you know, Jack's procession and then all the activity on the green with the youngsters and the race and everything going on. But Jack would have wanted it that way, I'm sure.
Excellent. And when, you know, and when Jack passed by in the old fire engine, the sun did come out. For
yes.
about like 30 or 40 seconds.
That was
amazing.
Yeah. As you announced, it was incredible. Yeah. So Friday night was also Viva La Femme with all the women getting pampered, and that is for the AHA program. And as you mentioned, the Mr. Housatonic, to me, it's hard to say the top mountaineer, but still loads of fun, lots of laughs, and it was always a fun evening. Saturday was another busy day with the history project at the Academy Building. The kids
yep.
from Salisbury Central did a beautiful job on history projects with the theme of triumph and tragedy. And these kids, boy, they know their stuff. They did a beautiful job. And we had the Noble Horizons Kentucky Derby. And that was always a fun evening with everybody sporting their bonnets. And, again, a good cause, Rotary and Exchange Club scholarships. And then it was off to the White Hart to honor Lori Belter for the Youth Service Bureau. She was their designee this year. And this year they've given their first scholarship. Loads of scholarships. Kids
yeah.
really are very fortunate in this area. There are tons of scholarship money available, and some of them are amazing, so kids are fortunate, and the communities are very supportive. One good story that came out of the high school, we have the Special Olympics going on now this year, and kids with disabilities are able to take part in a variety of sports, and local coaches are helping out. And, again, a really, really good program. And so lots going on and lots coming up.
Yeah, and Sunday was a Cinco de Mayo. You had the concert at Salisbury Congregational from Salisbury Sinfonietta at 3 o'clock. You had Michael Brown and the incredible Gospel Fest at a Hotchkiss school going on at 3 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock the Gidiari's contest at St. John's. So Cinco de Mayo was really celebrated incredibly.
It was in between that there was Chorus Angelica's kids were at the Episcopal Church in Sharon. At the same time, yeah, as there was a speaker, Stephen Wymuel,
at the Hotchkiss Library.
At the Hotchkiss Library, which is an excellent talk on the Supreme Court, but can't clone myself, so could only be in one place at one time.
It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was just chock-a-block, and it's not going to end. I mean, this is the season, so we're just going to be, as you say, put my roller skates on and keep going. But let's remind people to please vote tomorrow, 12 noon to 8 p.m. in all the town halls, $15 million budget for the high school central office and pupil services.
All right, folks, now here's why you should vote. If no other reason, there are people that are paid to sit for the hours and work at the polls. They show up. They're there. So you should show up and be there. But unless there's a controversy, people just don't show up and vote.
Right, right. These are your tax dollars at work, and do not complain if you're not going to voice your opinion at the voting booth.
Almost $15 million, folks. You should get out there and vote on it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure we'll be reporting next week on the, I hate to be pessimistic, but on the low turnout. Anyway,
I'm worried. I'm always worried about that, you know. And I don't ever, you know, there are times when I know how I'm going to vote, and I've been on like vote no and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But even at that time, I don't care if people vote yes when I want them to vote no. I want people to go out and vote simply because it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, and you should be aware of what's going on.
What's going on? Yeah. Yep.
Town budgets are the same way. Mm-hmm. The select board, you know, the Board of Finance and the Board of Selectmen, they're not the final bosses in our form of government.
That's the other thing this year. I am just totally amazed by the lack of turnout at these hearings. Yeah. As we've reported, there was nobody in Salisbury. There were about 10 people in Cornwall. Sharon, I did hear, had about 60, which was good, but there was an issue or, some concern for some groups wanting money. But otherwise, those seats are empty. And it's really, you know, in this country where we do have the right to express our views and not take advantage of that privilege is just awful.
You always have to remind people in towns and town government, you have the final say.
Exactly.
There's always a town meeting on budgets, on anything like that. Anything the Board of Selectmen or the Board of Finance suggest, they are merely suggestions until you get up
and vote to expend the money to pay for them. Exactly.
Not to mention the fact that it's exquisite practice, you know, and for anyone who spends their time reading all this political stuff and spending their time and energy, you can get out and actually practice exercising that right.
Exactly.
All right, Ruth, we'll get your roller skates on, and we'll speak to you next week.
Very good, guys. Have a good week, and give us some good weather.
A couple days, anyway.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.